nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Ted Peaches Parrish.
Yep.
Chartered financial analyst. And we've got Dr. Gene.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I am here.
What?
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
I'm here.
So what is new in the world of
not much, Bill.
Finance.
It's the, what do you say, same stuff, different faces.
Yep.
Okay, going on. They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. Well, we can talk a little about the economics, and I guess the big thing that's upsetting everything is the folks are killing Russians in
Ukraine. Yeah.
In Ukraine. And Russia wants to use that as a reason to go in.
Of course.
So that's the story. And, of course, our president won't do crap. So that's the way that goes.
Uh-huh.
All right. Anyhow.
Is that a financial technical term?
It's technical term crap. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Just
yes, it is.
You got to be a PhD to
use that effectively.
Just want to be sure.
Let's talk a little bit of broad economic news. I think the biggest deal out there, Teddy, wouldn't you agree, is the new home sales.
Oh, yeah.
They're really poor.
Yeah, they were down 14.5%.
Yeah,
for March.
It's dangerous to apply what's going on around here, but there's a fair amount of building going on, but there's not a lot of inventory around for homes for people to buy.
Yeah.
And people may make the decision to buy, but they can't buy it for, 8 months or 7 months or something like that it takes to build it?
Yeah, and inventory's actually popped up. From 5 months to 6 months.
Well, it did that only because they only sold 384,000 homes.
Mm-hmm.
They would have sold the normal. It would have been below normal.
Now, if you take into consideration that the Northeast actually saw a 12.5% gain.
In the Midwest.
Midwest saw a crash.
No,
21%.
No. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It was down 20.
No, the ones that were doing terrible were in the South and in the West.
Midwest got slammed, Gene.
Oh, come on. A little snow doesn't stop those folks to buy a house.
Yeah, the Northeast was the only one that was up.
Was it?
Yeah, 12.5%.
Yeah, they're talking about that they think the prices in the South are overpriced. But and it's a combination of housing prices being up. I saw somewhere, it's not down here, but I think the median house is like $289,000.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And that's increased quite a bit. And, of course, interest rates are a little higher than they were a year ago.
That's an all-time high.
Is that an all-time
high?
About
290, yeah.
Okay.
So you got a slacking demand and increasing prices.
Yep. That can't go on forever.
Mm-mm.
Prices
no.
either have to come down or demand go up. Existing home sales, they weren't so bad. They dropped about 0.2% February. And, the supply has increased from 5 to 5.2 months on that. And there still are a lot of homes sitting on the books of banks, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. I thought they would have worked most of those things out. But there's a surprising amount sitting there, and there are an awful lot of people that every time the house prices go up a little bit, that house can come on the market because people don't want to sell when they're underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So as prices rise, you'll see more houses come on the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
people who want to move but can't move on that.
Other
news, chain store sales.
Yeah, they were up slightly, 1.9%, slower pace than the week prior, but nonetheless up. And that's despite gasoline prices, being up. And, gas prices have popped up a lot.
A lot. They say that they've slowed down now and they might be on the way back down after who knows?
A welcome surprise.
Semi book-to-bill ratio.
Yep, that's the amount of new orders to shipments. It was over one, and it's the sixth report that it's been higher.
And that's
six months in a row. That's really good.
Okay.
It shows that demand is high for chips and all things similar.
And I would expect when housing being bad, mortgage applications declined last week.
Mm-hmm.
And purchase index fell by 2.6, refinancing by 3.7. Mm-hmm. How many people can refinance? I guess there's still some people out there with high mortgages, and maybe, again, the same kind of thing. Their house goes up in value, so now they can, maybe can get that house refinanced.
I want to tell you, I met with a guy today who actually had a mortgage at 6%. And he's like, I only have so many years left, so I'm not going to refinance. I'm just going to pay extra payments to pay it off as fast as possible. And I'm saying, no, you need to refinance that.
Yeah, go get a 10-year mortgage. Yeah.
So and there are some people
out
there.
And pay that off as fast as you can. Yeah. That would make some sense. Durable goods?
Up pretty good.
Yeah, that was the best thing I saw in the economy.
That's the only positive.
Going so far. Yeah. Interest rates held steady, I would say. Some jumped a little bit. Some went down. Some went up. The 10-year, where everybody really pays attention to, mm-hmm. hardly changed at all. Yeah. And it's 2.71. It's in the range of 2.6. 2.8 that's been for the last few months. So.
Yeah, and most strategists and most forecasts that I've seen have the rate of 10-year going up above 3% this year. Some as high as 3.5. So, you know.
I can only hope.
Yeah, yeah.
I can only hope. Our clients can only hope
mm-hmm.
there's something going on.
Yeah.
The stock market, if we take a look at the overall market, last week was up 0.78.
Yep.
And that was led by healthcare,
and then consumer discretionaries.
And tech.
And tech.
And if we look for over the year.
Year to date. It's up 1.67.
Up 1.67, and the consumer discretionary is down 3.52, so it's about time it does something, don't you think?
Well, you know, higher gasoline prices, there's some worry there that those stocks aren't going to do as well. And we're beginning to see those numbers for the first quarter. As 20% of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported up to now, and you know, 67% of the companies have beat on earnings, 51% have beat on revenues, and that's below the 4-year average of 73%.
And I don't see, and we'll talk maybe more mm-hmm. in the next one. I'll talk a little bit more about the market, but earnings haven't been.
Mm-mm.
Tremendous. We're looking at 5% increase, 7% increase, et cetera.
Yeah, they've exceeded estimates by 2%, and that's below the 5.8% they usually exceed by, and revenues have been 0.3% above expectations.
Well, maybe we can talk about a few of these then. We can talk about SunTrust, local bank in the area. Profit was up 15%,
mm-hmm.
Which is good because a lot of the other banks, profits are not up much at all. Netflix...
Incredible numbers.
Yeah, I mean, mind-boggling numbers.
Yeah.
And up and there.
That House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, he's doing pretty well for him.
And then the newest thing is they plan on raising prices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty good sign they feel that they've got good, solid demand and nothing to fear.
Yeah.
And then our old friend McDonald's, you know. I mean, my golly, gee.
Kicked around.
Profit fell for the quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there... You know, when McDonald's was having those problems and they read to the stores or, you know, mm-hmm. like that, you could see that. Service was sort of slow at the window and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't see that now, do you? Because
But, the competition's there, Gene. I mean, Taco Bell is serving breakfast now, and they're going after them hard. I mean, you see the Ronald McDonald commercials. They're like, my name's Ronald, like 10 people. My name's Ronald. I don't get the commercials, but still, nonetheless.
I don't want a waffle sandwich.
A waffle sandwich, for taco breakfast. Sandwich.
It's a burrito. Waffle.
Breakfast burrito.
It's waffle.
Yeah.
That's their claim to fame.
But it's rolled like a burrito.
Yeah, but I get a breakfast burrito right here at Wendy's.
I got you.
You know. Wendy's. So, but anyhow, that's the kind of company that is going to be spending some money on marketing, sort of a sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm.
Still a good stock to own in terms of good dividend growth. Yum Brands.
Their Chinese business is doing a whole lot better after that chicken
fiasco.
Scare, yeah. They actually saw same-store sales increase 9% in China, but the U.S. business is really sucking wind right now. Their same-store sales actually dropped.
Well, Pizza Hut is their main brand, isn't it?
KFC's big for them,
KFC?
Too. Yeah, it's a you know, tripod. KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell.
Oh, boy.
So.
All right.
All yummy, right?
Delta Airlines, profits up. I mean, if they can't make a buck this way, they don't have any planes flying, and everything's flying 110% full,
yeah.
You know.
Even with 17,000 canceled flights, they actually beat their numbers in the first quarter. So,
and Apple?
Good numbers.
Good numbers.
And
they split 7-for-1.
It'll be $81 a share.
So it'll be $81 a share, and it will be eligible now to be in the S&P 500. And also, Dow Industrials.
Yeah.
Reason it couldn't be in there, it was too highly priced.
Yeah.
So that could be a good. Facebook earnings nearly tripled. Don't ask me why. I don't have the faintest idea.
Well, when you convert some of those customers, the marketing ad revenue there, I mean, it's only going to grow. They're going to hit a wall in a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
General Motors.
Yeah, they beat. They beat the estimates.
Profit was down 88%.
They had that huge charge off for the recalls, $1.3 billion. So, I mean, they still beat.
Yeah, I wonder if they put money aside for all the lawsuits they're going to get nailed with.
The old GM?
Oh,
maybe
don't give me the old GM crap. Don't give me the old GM. That's not going to fly. All right, we're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back with questions that you have called us about. We'll tell you how you can get a hold of us. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.